a very tough loss. You did everything right, I think, for three quarters there. And fourth quarter, Liberal all of a sudden couldn't miss from the field. And he had good defense all night, just hot shooting by Liberal in the fourth.
We had good defense for three quarters, like you said. It wasn't in the fourth. It was a breakdown defensively for us. We couldn't keep the ball out of the paint. We lost the intensity on defense. We didn't have it like we had for the first three quarters, and that's a direct correlation to the end of the game. They're hot shooting. Yeah, well, don't get beat off the bounce, and then some of those things don't happen. But, I was extremely proud of their effort for the three quarters, but you got to finish the game in the fourth, and we didn't do it.
Hey, got off to a hot start. Once again, thanks to your senior Marshall Froh, ended up with 19 points. He was big for you in the second quarter. Both teams really struggled getting off to shooting in the second quarters and third quarters, but you guys were able to get leads, build your lead up there, and just for whatever things, fourth quarter, your shots just wouldn't drop in. They were going halfway in and coming out.
Yeah, we were fading a little bit on some of those shots, and, you know, unfortunately, we're still battling that bug of finishing at the rim, and we've had a lot of in and outs right there, within 2 to 3 feet. So our guys have to finish better.
Well, I know it was a tough night for Hunter Yeager shooting. He ended up with just 3 points. He had some others step up a little bit, just kind of a balanced attack across the way for you guys there. But Jackson Lewis had 5 points. You can start to see him maybe feeling a bit more comfortable when he gets a shot up.
Yeah, Jackson's foot's still bothering him. I think he was a little limpy tonight, so hopefully we can get him healed up soon and get going. But at the same time, we gotta finish. I mean, it's like I told the guys, if it doesn't bother you right now, then there's nothing that's gonna bother you, because there's no reason we should be, feeling the way that we do about this game. But if you're gonna give up, dribble drives, then you're gonna leave open kickouts because you gotta help. And unfortunately, we just weren't able to do it.
Well, you go back to the drawing board next week, and it's 4 days of practice before you get ready for Hugoton.
Yeah, that's going to be a tough matchup right there. They were good. They graduated one kid, so they got a lot of returners coming back, a lot of experience. So our guys are going to have to get ready to go.
Well, Coach Brian Jutcher joining the postgame. Beavers losing heartbreaker, 40-37. Coach, thank you for joining me, and we'll talk to you next week.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.